For a couple of decades, the name Elk Creek inspired more than mild interest in Oregon. Elk Creek in Jackson County was intended to be the site of a dam, one of three planned for flood control in the Rogue River Basin. The other two are finished. Applegate Dam and Lost Creek Dam went into operation decades ago. Elk Creek got started in the mid-80s, got stopped by a lawsuit, and finally got dynamited to let Elk Creek flow freely again. Where a lake would have formed behind the dam is now a park instead, recently opened for public recreation. To find out more about that, we have two members of the Army Corps of Engineers with us. Justin Stiegel is the Natural Resource Manager. Hi, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
And Jim Buck is with us as well. He's the Rogue Basin Operations Manager for the Corps. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Jeff.
So, Jim, how big an area are we talking about here that would have been covered by a lake if Elk Creek Dam had been completed?
Well, the entire area is about 3,500 acres, and the majority of that would have been covered by the reservoir a couple of hundred feet deep.
So 3,500 acres is it's a pretty good chunk of land out there.
It is. It's a great open space, largely undeveloped. And we wanted to reconnect the public by having reestablishing basic public vehicle access into the area.
So for Justin Stiegel, was there much bulldozing or timber cutting or otherwise clearing of the land in preparation for the dam construction?
No, Jeff, there wasn't. The tall timber is still standing. The natural environment is still very much intact. The land has kind of sat idle for many years, as you mentioned, as the dam was kind of going through those phases, and then, of course, the notch in 2008. And so there's a lot of good opportunity for restorations, invasive species removal, working with our agency partners, along with federal, state, and non-for-profit associations. It's a lot of good potential for restoration work up there.
What kind of invasive species are we talking about?
Things like star thistle, knapweed, blackberry, teasel, also some different ryes like Medusa head rye.
Right, so the plants is what we're talking about. No particularly invasive animal species at this point, or are there those too?
Right, primarily plant species.
Mm-hmm. So since the plan changed and the dam was notched instead of completed, was there always at least an idea of making the land available for public use again?
In fact, the land has always been available for public use. What happened is about 4 years ago, the old county highway that went through the center of the project, the center of the land, had a few bridges on it across the West Branch and Alco Creeks. And those bridges were condemned structurally as unsafe by our district folks. And unfortunately, because of that, we did have to close those gates and restrict vehicle access. Now, land was available to park up on the roadway of the new Elk Creek Highway and then walk down in. As Jim mentioned, we've provided some basic public access and improvements, including two restrooms at the trailheads, one of them being Yellow Rock Trailhead and the other being Homesteaders Trailhead. A restroom at each of those locations and a parking lot, bulletin boards, and some safety information.
So I lost track there. I mean, okay. Did you replace the bridges, or is it just a matter of walking off the newer road?
Right. So when you can pull down in, we have replaced one of the bridges with a pedestrian bridge, and we're looking at replacing the second West Branch bridge with a pedestrian bridge in the next summer. But the road itself is what's been turned into the trail system.
All right. So is the old road that actually hugs closer to the creek itself?
Correct.
All right. So, but just out of curiosity, I know that over the years, covering many stories up at Elk Creek Dam, there was a pretty decent road there, just to the base of the dam. Is that off limits to the public? Is the dam site itself off limits to the public?
Folks are welcome to walk in to the site and view the large restoration that was associated with the notch. We ask that visitors do not climb on the dam. It's certainly available for viewing, picture taking, and we also ask that folks don't climb on the big rock piles that are up there. We've got some potential safety hazards with that. So it's authorized personnel only in those two locations.
Jim Buck, in addition to the notching at Elk Creek Dam, are there any plans for further deconstruction or anything else like that that would remove the dam from sight or make it lower or something?
Not right now, Jeff. Even though the dam has been notched, the bulk of the dam is still there. And while the Corps of Engineers does not have plans to build the dam, the bulk of the dam is still in place. And if future generations decided that it was a high priority, talking with a concrete engineer specialist, they have told me that the dam could be built on from the current condition.
Oh, really? So it could potentially rise again if a whole lot of somebody's actually decided that it was something they wanted to do.
That's right. And again, the Corps does not plan to build it, but looking out in the future, if future generations saw that as a top priority, maybe for municipal use of stored water, the bulk of the dam is still there.
We're talking to Jim Buck and Justin Stiegel at the Army Corps of Engineers about Elk Creek Dam site, where the dam has been notched to allow Elk Creek to flow through. No plans, as you hear, for the dam to be finished at this point, but the primary focus here is about the fact that where the lake would have been is now parkland open to the public. Join us on the exchange with your questions and comments, 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned that the two restrooms and apparently some parking areas and pedestrian bridges. So it sounds like on a range from golf course to hacking your way up in the machete, Justin Stiegel, we're a little closer to the machete end, perhaps, but not right there.
Yeah, not right there. You know, this site provides a very nice open green space as a nice place for families to visit and spend the day. Elk Creek is a peaceful place for hiking, biking, bird watching. There's photography opportunities, picnicking. We do have a few picnic tables there along with the parking lots, and even viewing riparian habitat and restorations for coho salmon.
All right. So, and in other places, are lots of opportunities to get right along the creek itself?
Absolutely. Yeah, and in fact, you get right down by the creek. We also have quite a few pretty unique animal sightings there. And just this last year, witnessed deer, elk, black bear, cougars. Got to see a bobcat up there, golden eagles, bald eagle, and osprey.
Somebody actually saw cougars, really?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive. In the daytime?
During the daytime, yeah. It's a very open and, you know, somewhat wild area.
All right, so this raises the question, if people are going to be using this area, what sorts of equipment should they be bringing with them to make sure they emerge intact?
Right, public safety is very important. We do have OSP, so Oregon State Police, and Army Corps Rangers patrolling the space. And as far as personal safety goes, always recommend folks bring a whistle with them, and there's also some other marketable products that could be used as well. Really, the main thing with the wild animals is certainly do not approach them or attempt to feed them. If you see one, certainly keep your distance and take appropriate measures.
When we're talking about 3,500 acres of land here, Justin Stiegel, I'm not sure if that's square or elongated or what. I mean, how long a hike could somebody perhaps make up in the Elk Creek country these days?
Well, between the two parking areas, we've got about 5 miles of roadway, including a new area of trail that was constructed at the northern end, so up at Homesteaders Trailhead. All total, there's about 7 miles of roadways within the basin that could be hiked on or walked on. And those are paved, and the bridges and restrooms are all ADA accessible.
Oh, really? So even people in wheelchairs could potentially use these?
Correct.
Excellent. When are these open during the day and when in the year, Justin?
Yeah, the gates... their gate will be open down to the Yellow Rock parking lot, providing access there from milepost 2 on the Elk Creek Road down to about where the West Branch Bridge or West Branch crossing was. They'll be open from May 15th through October 31st, and the site is day use only. And so we ask for folks to be in there from dusk until dawn. No camping allowed on the site, though there are many camping opportunities along the Rogue River and, of course, up at Lost Creek Lake.
All right, so they could certainly camp nearby and then make day trips into this area.
Sure.
Day use only, so basically sunrise to sundown?
Correct. And we do ask that that folks be aware of fire safety. It's very important to us up at the Elk Creek site, as it is quite remote and it does get quite dry during the summertime. Because of this, campfires and fireworks are not allowed, so do please leave those at home.
You mentioned picnic areas and things of that sort. I mean, are there facilities for trash there, or should people pack their stuff out?
Pack it in, pack it out. Yeah. We do have a trash can set up at our 7 mile swim area. So if folks come in along the hike, it's about 3/4 to a mile from the Homesteaders Trailhead to the swim hole. We do provide trash cans there, but otherwise the entire area is pack it in, pack it out.
Jim Buck, I have to wonder if it's been a bit tricky to get funding for prepping this area, or you know, doing whatever you needed to do to get it ready for regular public access. Because, I mean, this is something of an orphan project. It's not really a dam anymore. At least it's not doing the job of a dam, and yet it's still an Army Corps of Engineer responsibility area. So, I mean, was it much of a trick to obtain funding to do what you needed to do?
Well, certainly Elk Creek does not fit the traditional mold. We don't have an operational dam there. It was certainly our commitment, though, that after all of these years of whether the dam was going to be built, not notch it, just felt a strong obligation that we provide this opportunity for the public to reconnect, to get back into the area, to be able to use it. And so the Corps of Engineers were all about providing opportunities. While we're not well known as a recreation agency, actually the Corps is the number one provider, federal provider of recreation in the nation. So more visitors come to recreation facilities that are Corps managed throughout the U.S. than even the National Park Service and U.S. Forest Service. So our focus has been, once the decision was to notch, how can we reconnect the public? Later this week, Justin has a group from the Prospect Schools coming in. They're going to be doing some tree planting in there. Also, lots of partnerships. Oregon Hunters Association has been a strong partner, Upper Rogue Watershed Association. So once the notch was done, it did open the door to having groups come in, do some excellent habitat restoration work. And it's just great to be able to see the public reconnect with the area. So from the funding, it's small amounts of funding that will help maintain the area. But you're right, this does not fit the traditional Corps of Engineers mold.
It's hard to go to a member of Congress and say, hey, we need money for this. And go, wait, what dam? Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
That's an astonishing figure that you just gave, though. It wasn't actually a figure, but just a statement about the fact that there's more recreation at Corps-managed facilities than Forest Service or Park Service?
That's right. The Corps, known for water resource development, meaning building dams, and whenever we have reservoirs, people are drawn to those reservoirs. So, yes, actually about 370 million visits a year throughout the country at Corps facilities. And while in the Northwest this isn't always the case, in the major metropolitan areas, a lot of these dams and these reservoirs are located just a short drive from major metropolitan areas. And so Corps facilities are extremely popular. Actually, throughout the country, there's about 2,000 Corps of Engineers park rangers. So the Corps is not well known for the recreation program, but it is a highly valued one that the public appreciates.
Justice Stegall, as you talk about the rehabilitation and restoration processes that go on up there, is there a lot more left to do, and do you get to rely on other nearby agencies like the BLM and the Forest Service?
Well, partnerships are very important to us to help facilitate the work, and there is quite a bit of opportunity for coho rehabilitation and essential habitat enhancement. Some of our state and federal partners include the Forest Service, the BLM, and, of course, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. We've also worked with the National Public Lands Day and the SOLV through Oregon to help with volunteer programming and to engage folks within the local communities to help come out and pull weeds and plant willows along the stream side, maybe conifers for large woody debris. Elk Creek watershed as a whole represents approximately 10% of the anadromous fish habitat in the Upper Rogue watershed, making it important to both the fishery and recovery efforts. And so as we're able to work on these opportunities within the basin, many, many folks benefit from that, as well as many species. You know, you do one restoration for coho salmon, well, there's a trickle-down effect that happens with that as soils accumulate, as habitat is created.
Given the fact that coho restoration is key to Elk Creek watershed generally, I mean, what are the restrictions, if any, on fishing in the area?
Fishing is not currently allowed on the Elk Creek. However, fishing is very nearby on the Rogue River, and course, up at Lost Creek Lake.
And is there hunting allowed in this Elk Creek Park?
Hunting is allowed. Hunting safety is very important. We ask that folks check local hunting regulations for applicable seasons and, of course, protect personal safety.
All right, so just for the folks who are trying to figure out in their heads and map-wise where these recreational lands are in relation to the dam itself, I mean, how far up Elk Creek Road are you going to drive off of Highway 62?
Well, Jeff, once you leave Highway 62, you'll turn left up Elk Creek, or essentially north up Elk Creek Road, and about the two-mile marker, you'll see the first road that takes you down in past the big brown gate that had been closed that we chatted about. It's just a short little drive down into the Yellow Rock parking lot. So it's really, it's about 10 minutes outside of Shady Cove.
All right. This must be a good feeling to get this this place finally open and get it up and presented to the public in a way that it can be used.
It is, and we've had a very good public response over the holiday weekend. There are multiple groups in there, photography, families, riding bikes, picnicking. It was really good to see folks getting back in there and utilizing that space.
Okay, so not very Disneyland-like, as we pointed out, but you don't have to pack your trash out, for example, but a place for recreation now available behind Elk Creek Dam, where the lake would have been if the dam had been finished, which obviously it wasn't. Justin Stiegel and Jim Bucker with the Army Corps of Engineers and talking to us about Elk Creek Park, now open. Thanks so much, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Good to have you both here. We will come back in hour number two of the Jefferson Exchange and talk to Jason Decares-Taylor about his projects. He is doing art projects on the ocean floor in the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. That's a lot to talk about, a lot to think about. We'll come back in hour number two and talk with Jason.